The Book of Judges, Chapter 13. And the sons of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and had not given birth. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to the woman, and said to her, "Look now, you are barren and have not given birth, but you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now therefore beware, I pray you, and drink no wine nor strong drink, and don't eat any unclean thing. For, look, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and no razor will come upon his head, for the lad will be a Nazirite to God from the womb, and he will begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God, very awesome. And I did not ask him from where he was, neither did he tell me his name. But he said to me, 'Look, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. And now drink no wine nor strong drink, and don't eat any unclean thing, for the lad will be a Nazirite to God from the womb to the day of his death.'" Then Manoah entreated Yahweh and said, "O Lord, I pray you, let the man of God whom you sent come again to us, and teach us what we will do to the lad that will be born." And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field, but her husband Manoah wasn't with her. And the woman hurried and ran and told her husband and said to him, "Look, the man has appeared to me who came to me the other day." And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to the woman?" And he said, "I am." And Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass. What will be the ordering of the lad, and how shall we do to him?" And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that comes of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe." And Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, "I pray you, let us detain you that we may prepare a young goat for you." And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, "Though you detain me, I will not eat of your bread. And if you will prepare a burnt offering, you must offer it to Yahweh." For Manoah didn't know that he was the angel of Yahweh. And Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, "What is your name, that, when your words come to pass, we may honor you?" And the angel of Yahweh said to him, "Why do you ask after my name, seeing it is wonderful?" So Manoah took the young goat with the meal offering and offered it on the rock to Yahweh. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of Yahweh ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on, and they fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of Yahweh did not appear any more to Manoah or to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of Yahweh. And Manoah said to his wife, "We will surely die, because we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If Yahweh desired to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meal offering at our hand, neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would at this time have told such things as these." And the woman bore a son and named him Samson, and the lad grew, and Yahweh blessed him. And the spirit of Yahweh began to move him in Mahane Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol.